Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life. And let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet. And let my heart fill with silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. In my life, let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to.
Hello, everyone. This is Cynthia Fontaine and Step Into Your Light. Welcome to our show tonight. I am broadcasting live from the Portuguese American Club, where my brother James and Kevin and I have volunteered for many years together, cooking for charity events and so forth. And I am here tonight with my brother, Kevin. And so I'm in a little different location tonight than usual. So you may hear some background noise, possibly people. I just wanted to let you know. So as you guys know, all of you guys who have tuned in the last couple of weeks, my life has been pretty hectic the last few weeks with my brother James's passing, and it just seems like now that sort of things, you can't say things are back, well, are sort of back to normal, because you know, I don't know what normal is anymore, really. You know, life is different now. It will always be different. It will never be the way it was. And, you know, I know many of you have experienced loss in your life close to you. And also, in maybe in the same way that I have with my brother James, and maybe not. But, you know, when we lose loved ones, it's always difficult no matter how they go. This was particularly difficult for us because it was so sudden, and because, you know, James was in such a mental state that he felt he had no way out of his situation, and he unfortunately took his own life. So sort of goes along with what's happening right now astrologically wise. It's a really difficult time at the moment and is going to be difficult for the next 6 to 8 months. I always like to do a little astrology at the beginning. You know, you guys, if you've tuned in to me before, you have heard me do that. And if you're new to the show, then welcome. Thank you for joining me, whether you're new or returning in. I really appreciate you guys tuning in. So I'm just trying to gather my thoughts here. It's been a really hectic couple of weeks, and just getting ready for my brother's memorial mass on Saturday. And you know how those things go. I'll have a house full of people afterwards and that sort of thing. And so, you know, it'll be good to be able to go to the mass and honor my brother and move on from there. But, you know, back to what's going on planetary-wise, we're in an 11-year cycle with Saturn, and Saturn right now is conjunct at the north node of the moon. We actually have a lot of planets that are at 11-degree marks all around the astrological chart at the moment. So 11 is a really important number this week, and it's, of course, interesting that September 11th was yesterday. So what does this mean about Saturn being in the north node of the moon? Well, it's a combination of things. It's not only Saturn, but we also have a big grand cross that is going to be happening over the weekend. And that is connected with the High Priestess energy. So what is really important here this weekend, this week, and really this is about the next 6 to 8 months. You know, we see what's going on in Syria right now. And for the most part, I think the people in the United States and probably a lot of people around the world aren't interested in another war. You know, we've seen so much of it. We see that nothing good comes out of it. This country, the United States, is not in a position financially to go into another war. That being said, however, with the current planetary lineup, this is a warring chart. So what do we do? Well, you know, this is a time to really, for all of us to wake up. Saturn is all about objectivity. We need to look at the long range picture of things. And I don't want to go on the whole show about not going to war or going to war or whatever. But this is important in each and every one of your everyday life, not just the big picture of the world, the global picture and Syria, so that could affect each and every one of us. It is also very specific to each and every one of you, each and every one of us. So this is the time now to look at the long-range picture of things. You know, Spirit has been tapping every one of us on the shoulder for a couple of months now. And it's saying, you know, this is time to get out of old, worn-out patterns and beliefs. we are coming into the age, we're in the age of Aquarian, and we are moving back into the time of the divine feminine. Now, we've been in a masculine energy for the last 6,500 years. And change is always difficult. People don't like change. So there's bound to be aches and bumps and moans and groans that go along with it. The big question for each and every one of you to ask yourself is, though change sometimes is uncomfortable, long term, what is the best that will come out of the change? And we don't always know that, of course, because there are always unknown objectives or things that lay in front of you, of course, that you cannot always see. So I just want to take a moment and let you know, if you would like to call in, the call-in number is 818-691-7313. And I am online in the chat room, so if you would like to join me there, please feel free to do so. And while I'm taking a little breather here from the astrology, I'm also going to let you know how you can find me outside of Blog Talk Radio. You can follow me on Twitter at Cynthia Fontaine, at Cynthia Fontaine. You can also find me on Facebook, intuitive-medium-psychic-gifted-healer-animal-communicator-inspirational-teacher-Cynthia-Fontaine. I know it's a long one, but you guys seem to be able to find me, which is great. So that tells me I have a lot of really intelligent listeners out there. If you do, however, have trouble finding me, or that is just too long to type in, you can find my private page, and that is CynthiaFontaine.142. I will tell you, though, that nothing happens on my private page. I say this week after week. Everything happens on my public page. I'm really kind of boring on Facebook on my private page, I have to say. And really, all the good stuff goes on my intuitive page. You can also email me, CynthiaFontaine@live.com, CynthiaFontaine. I like to keep it simple, so I just use my name. That way you guys can find me really easily. If you Google me, I come up in all the search engines, usually right on top, at the top of the list, and come up in multiple places. I'm also on LinkedIn, if you would like to join me there, and Blogger, where I have my own blog post, and that is on Google, and let's see, I'm not sure, sorry, I don't know how to get into that at the moment, I don't want to take too much time on that. Anyway, I do have a blog post on Blogger, so look for me there, also it's my name, Cynthia Fontaine. And, okay, so let's get back to what's going on astrologically-wise, because I think this is really important for all of us to really be aware of the influence of the planet and how they are affecting us in general. The energy, particularly today, has been very, very heavy. So what can you do about that? Well, knowing that the energy is heavy, not just today, but it's going to be this way for quite some time, is make a point to go out and have some fun. You know, do something out of the ordinary, or just do something that, you know, you love to do, whatever that might be. You know, you might want to go kite sailing or jet skiing or, you know, depending on where you are in the country. You might want to go fishing or taking a run, whatever you enjoy. If you're feeling really overwhelmed, if the energy is really getting to you, if people are cranky, losing their tempers, stop and take a breath and schedule in some fun activities. That will help lighten the energy. So that's one easy and really good tip, okay? And it's really important. You know, we so many of us tend to take things so seriously, and we forget often to schedule in fun things, especially if you have a stressful job or you have several jobs and, you know, you're just trying to pay the bills, you've got kids at home or you have kids at college or, you know, your circumstances can be different than mine, and but they can be so stressful in your own ways. So really take the time to get out and do something that you enjoy. It can be something as simple as taking a hot bubble bath for all you girls out there, and maybe you guys too. Really, really, really do that at this time. So what at this time are we being called to do with this energy besides having fun and trying to lighten up the energy? This is really a time to look into your shadow side. And if you're not familiar with shadow work, basically what it is looking into the fears, looking down deep inside of what really scares the heck out of you. I used to have tons of fears and phobias, things that really scared the heck out of me, like fear of heights, fear of drowning, I was claustrophobic, you know, and that is due to a number of things that happened in my life in the last 49 years. Oh, I just told my age. Uh-oh. Mae West always said, if you tell a man your age, you'll tell him anything. I think I'm in trouble. Well, I have to say, I know my show last week was very, how can I say it? It was very sort of solemn. And this week, you know, as you can hear, it's not quite so solemn. I am giggling a little bit. And, you know, time helps to heal things, although it's only been 3 weeks. It's actually 3 weeks today. But I've had the opportunity to see so many friends who have fabulous, lovely stories of my brother and fun things that they've done together. And, you know, a lot of recent fun things as well. And that's really helping. And another thing that's really helped is I have inherited my brother's little dog, Alice. And she's the cutest little thing. She's 15 years old, but you would never know it. She acts more like she's maybe 5 or 6. But she's so cute. I absolutely love her. And she really helps, I'll tell you, you know, get me into a different mindset. So I'm really, really grateful for that. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I had done a show. Well, I got about a month ago. And we got booted off the air because the energy was so crazy. We kept losing the callers. And that show was about finding the gems through tragedy. And that was actually a week after my brother's passing. So it was interesting. That was the first time that my show ever lost the connection. So he's definitely been around the last couple of weeks. He's been playing with my phone. I have a clock in my house that hasn't worked for over 10 years that started working when he passed away, and it's still working. And I don't know how old the battery is in it. It's probably years old. And so he's definitely around. And, you know, I'm thankful that I have the ability to be in tune with those things. And you all have that ability as well. So pay attention to things like that. It's easy for spirit to play with electronic things like lights and the radio and things like that. Another thing, too, is they'll often give you signs with, I get feathers. I got a white feather the other day. And then the very next day, I received a lovely, lovely necklace, handcrafted necklace from my coach and mentor and very good friend, Susan Mullen, who is an intuitive life coach and weight loss coach. And it has a feather on it. And the bead that is on it is, it looks like heaven to me. It's blue and white, and it just looks like, it looks like heaven. So it was really a really sweet thing. And, you know, that's a gem. Not that it will ever make up for the loss of my brother, but when you have a fantastic support group around you, it really, really helps. I have an amazing support group, and I am so blessed and so grateful for them, for Marcia Prater, who is also an intuitive coach, certified through Colette Baron Reed, and Althea Gray, who has been my mentor now for, let's say, since 2010, so 3 years. She has been my mentor and teacher and medicine woman, and she is a phenomenal healer. So I am so grateful for them. They have heard, listened to me cry. They have been on the phone with me for hours, each and every one of them. They've been absolutely amazing, amazing, and wonderful, wonderful people and support, fantastic support. I would have never made it through these last 3 weeks without them. And then my dear, dear friends who live nearby as well, and my best friend Lori, and my partner Dave, my brother Kevin, my brother James's girlfriend Deb. You know, we're all just have stuck together and just are helping each other get through this. Okay, so we started off with music from Kev Rowe, which I forgot to mention, which I usually do. And you can find Kev's music at kevrowe.bandcamp.com, kevrowe.bandcamp. So I would like to thank Kev for allowing me to listen to play his music. I appreciate that. And he's got some great specials going on now. So if you want to check his music out, I highly encourage you to do that. It's really fantastic. Okay, so where do we go and what do we do now with what's going on overall in the big picture? Well, again, let's go back into looking at the shadow and what you fear. What are your biggest fears? It could be losing a loved one. It could be losing your home or your car or your job, or it could be smaller things that aren't so small to you. You know, for example, the fear of heights or claustrophobic or anything like that. What really down deep do you fear? Now is the time to look at those fears right in the face, just like when you were a kid. If you ever had the fear that there were monsters under the bed, or your mom and dad or your grandparents or your aunt and uncle, probably somebody would come in with a flashlight and say, look, there's nothing under the bed. Well, very often, when you look the fear in the face, when you shine the light on the fear, it's not quite so scary anymore. You know, we're as humans, we tend to be much stronger than we think is possible. I've been through so much in my 49 years, probably more than the average person as far as trauma and that sort of thing goes. You know, if you've listened to my show before, you have heard me talk about being raped and being held hostage at gunpoint and being strangled, and all kinds of crazy things have happened in my life. And by the time I was 37, I had lost all my grandparents and my mom. And I also, in that 14-month period, I was hurt at work and could not work for 18 months. I was actually bedridden for quite a long time. I wasn't able to drive for 6 months. And I got divorced, lost my house, my two businesses, but I still had my spirit. even with all that going on, so what calls on your spirit? If you're in a place where you're really struggling, I encourage you first to reach out. Reach out to someone who can help you. My brother, unfortunately, did try to reach out to several people, and they didn't know how to help him. I don't know if we could have helped him. I feel sad that he didn't reach out to me. And I'm not saying that I could have helped him. I would hope that I could have. It's really sad that the group of us, the tight circle of us, didn't speak to each other all that within that 24-hour period, because had we been talking to each other, besides my brother, we would have put the whole puzzle together and knew what was going on. But that's not what happened. So you have to pick up and you have to just try to glue the pieces back together and celebrate the life that we had with him and somehow get through it. So looking at, again, this time of the looking at the shadow and what you fear. Saturn is really calling us to task now to let go of our old ways of thinking, our old ways of behaving, our old ways of politics, banking, everything. We're moving into a new paradigm. We've been in this masculine energy, like I said earlier, for 6,500 years. And we now, it's not time for the masculine to step aside, so to say, but it's time for a new masculine. It's time for a masculinity. Masculine people who can listen, who can be guided and won't be threatened by his masculinity. We've also seen that some women have been getting very hard and masculine, and some men have gotten a little bit too soft. So it's time to bring balance back. It's time to get our hearts beating again. With this grand cross that's coming up, and with the things that's going on with Saturn, this is a time where we might see some big earthquakes. And again, it's also a time where we unfortunately are set up for war. I would hope that none of you out there who are listening today or down the road would ever be a proponent of that. I'm definitely not, but that's my own opinion. So now, with coming out of this time of masculinity, where we have been in a time where the masculine energy is all about fire and air, and it can be ruthless, can cut you down. We must balance it with the feminine. The masculine has to have direction, but it needs the feminine for the connection, the personal connection. So it's time to let go of the ruthlessness and the cutting of others down, whether that's in your family or in your neighborhood or in the global big picture of things. This is time to bring diplomacy through nonviolent communication, however and wherever you can in your life. It could be in your work day. It could be with your children, your parents, your siblings. a number of variety of things. It's not that it has to be on a global scale, but if you practice nonviolent communication, if every one of us practice nonviolent communication on a daily basis, think of how the energy and the vibration of this entire planet would shift. It would be impossible to have war. It would be absolutely impossible. So what are you thinking and how are you handling yourself? And if you find yourself in a position where you are upset or angry, ask yourself a simple question. What is it that I fear? Because there are only two emotions, love and fear. And when you fear something, that's when the problems come in, if you let it overtake you. So if you're acting out of a place of fear, you're more likely to have a fight with your spouse or your children or your coworker or your boss. Or in the picture of the world, you know, that might be where you see drive-by shootings or terrorist attacks or so forth. And, you know, most everyday people like you and I would never even think about doing things like that. And we're devastated when we hear of those things. But it has to start somewhere. And we can't expect the nonviolent and acute, you know, communication to begin in people who are so right-winged, I'll say. They can't think in that way. So it has to start with us. We have to get the ball rolling, and we're off to a really good start. We have to keep that ball rolling. You know, this is a time when you want to call your congresspeople and call your senators, your House representatives, call the president, email them all, and say, we do not want to go into Syria. Absolutely no way, shape, or form. It's not the right thing. There's no positive solutions that will come from that. We have to have dialogue, and the dialogue has to begin with each and every one of us and bringing that dialogue to the people who are in charge in the leader position. So I really encourage you to reach out and call your senators and your House of Representatives and the President's office. Call the White House. They do answer the phone. The Obama team is fabulous of answering the phone at the White House. So please call. Express that we want peace. If we don't speak up, then we have to go along with whatever is given us. So again, if you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 818-691-7313. I'm going to have some guests coming up hopefully later in the month, and I know I had a whole schedule lined up, and with everything that happened with my brother, I had to cancel a couple of guests, and I just didn't feel it was appropriate. So I do have some guests coming up at the end of the month. Althea Gray is going to be on. She has a fabulous trip coming up next week, actually, September 18th through the 22nd, and that is the Mount Shasta Project. She has a fantastic four-day retreat. So if you would like to check that out, you can go on Althea's website, and that is AltheaGray.com. And there is I believe there's a link there. Yes, there is a link on Althea's page about the Mount Shasta Project. I had actually was going on the trip, and I'm not able to now at this time. So I'm sad that I won't be able to be there without Thea and her, the fabulous, fabulous teachers that she has going to be out there in Mount Shasta. They have, she's got a really phenomenal program lined up. So if you, again, are interested in that, check it out. Mount Shasta is in California. It's a volcano in Northern California. And it is a sacred home for many Native American tribes and has been for thousands of years. And it's one of seven sacred mountains in the world. The legend of the mountain includes stories of angels, spirit guides, UFOs, interterrestrials, and ascended masters. Lemurians live in an interdimensional city, Telos, also called the Crystal City, the Light of the Seven Rays. So Althea is going to be out there with her daughter Ava Love, who is going to be doing meditation. She also has Paxton Roby, who is a keynote speaker of the American Dowser Society. Althea, of course, will be teaching as well. And Gary Platt, who is a former aerospace research engineer with NASA, will be there with his scalar photon rings, which are absolutely phenomenally amazing. Michael Barnett will be there as well, and he's a medium and the founder of the Blue Turtle Academy for Creative and Spiritual Development. Victoria Lee is the ambassador of Mount Shasta and the city of Talos. She is the founder of the Mount Shasta Light Publishing and Talos Ascension Facilitator. Ava Love, a 17-year spiritual practice, trained Kundalini and yoga instructor and a Satnam practitioner as well. So I encourage you to check that out if you are so inclined or feel that you are being called to Mount Shasta. Althea will be on the show later on, hopefully at the end of September, after she is returned and she has regrouped. And I look forward to the messages that she's going to be bringing us from Mount Shasta. That it'll be very exciting. And so I do look forward to that. You know, we have to become our own agents of power now. And, you know, back to what is really on the table for all of us right now. It's time to stand up and say we've had enough. We don't want any more war. And I know, you know, I've already gone over this, but I can't say how important it really is. We can't afford another war in this country financially, and we can't afford, the earth can't afford to keep having these disasters and these wars. You know, we still haven't recovered from Fukushima, which, you know, wasn't the case where it was a situation of war, as you all know, was the tsunami, but our earth is so polluted already. And all these chemical weapons and so forth, it just adds more to the stress that the earth is already feeling. Not to say about what it does for the vibration of the earth and every single one of us. We want to raise the vibration to higher levels. As I'm sitting here looking at candles of Saint Anthony, who is a Catholic saint, who is the patron of this particular club. And, you know, I don't preach to any particular religion. I think every religion has fantastic gifts to offer. But I do have a Catholic background, although I no longer consider myself Catholic. I consider myself a world practitioner, I'll say. So remember now, the pen is mightier than the sword. Get out there and communicate. This is the time. You are the time to create and make something fabulous happen. It's the time to bring back love. It's the time to bring back balance in nature. We can't wait and count on the government to do these things, whether you're here in the U.S. or you're in any other country in the world. Our governments are maxed out in general around the whole world financially, and they're broken. The systems don't work anymore. But to bring that into something different is going to take an accumulation of all of us together saying, we want change. And are you willing to do that? So you may just do that in your own home, and that's a great place to start. Or you may be inclined to go on a bigger scale. Maybe you will even speak in front of Congress. Whatever your particular calling happens to be, I encourage you to follow it. Follow it with dialogue and nonviolent communication. This week's mantra from the Pele Report, Tom Lesher, is, I have a right to be angry and get fired up when giving voice to the goddess who has had enough. For by piercing the silence imposed from without, we create a new world worth shouting about. So get loud and shout, but shout in a happy way. What's that song? Everybody wanna shout, put your hands up, shout. So shout out in a positive way. Speak up. Let people know what you expect. Raise the vibration and expect good things. By expecting good things, good things come about. Sometimes it's more than expectation. You know, you can want something and want it, but unless you take action, it may never happen. So along with expecting good things, go out and attract those good things to you. And I'm not talking about material things here necessarily. I mean, though, you know, we are physical beings and we do require material things for our survival. What I'm talking about is relationships in your everyday. I feel so grateful that I was able to spend the amount of time that I did with my brother the last couple of months. And very grateful that I was able to speak with him the day before of his passing, and that we told each other we loved each other when we finished our conversation on the phone. My younger sisters weren't so lucky. My middle sister came out Tuesday night, and we were working on a picture board for James. And it's difficult when you lose someone who you care about and you haven't spoken to them in a long time. And it happens in every family. I'm sure it's happened in your family as well. So I encourage you to remember, we never know when our day is up. You never know when your loved one's day is here. And I mean the day that it's time to return to spirit form and lose your physical body. really, really think truly and hard about that. Because in my work as an intuitive and a medium and healer, I get so many people who come to me after they've lost their loved ones who say, I wish we had spoken. We hadn't spoken in 5 years, and now it's too late. So I really encourage each and every single one of you to lay down your swords and open up a dialogue. Speak from your heart, not from your fear. Reach out to someone who you've been estranged with. Do it for yourself. Because when they're gone, it's too late. And then there's regret. So live your life every single day as if it may be your last. Because you don't know if it is your last or if it's the last for someone who you love and care about. The Buddhists have this thing where the Buddhist monks, in the morning when they get up, they look over their left shoulder and they ask, is today the day? And what they mean when they ask themselves that question, or when they ask Spirit that question, is today the day that they will return to Spirit? Because we never know what we're going to encounter in our day. We had a local fellow last night who was killed in a motorcycle accident. It's not anything that would have ever been expected, just like my brother taking his life was not expected. Although sometimes people do show signs prior to taking an action that desperate. But you never know. You may be crossing the street. There's so many things that can play out in one's life during the day over the period, of course, of the time. So really, really think truly, and get down into your heart. That's really the only place to be. And if you find yourself in a situation where you are angry, upset, going to lose your temper, I encourage you to stop for a moment. Take a nice deep breath and just ask yourself, what good could possibly come out of this if I choose to use harsh words, be angry, upset, yell? Really, really ask yourself that. And I think this is a good time, with 9 minutes left here, just to do a little relaxation technique, which I know the last couple of weeks I've not done. And I do like to do it, pretty much every week with you guys. And my thinking mind has just not been available the last couple of weeks, I'll be honest with you. And I just feel really like, yesterday and today, that it sort of is coming back to some type of clarity, although as you can see, I'm stumbling a little bit tonight still. Though my thinking is getting much clearer than it has been the last couple of weeks. And again, that is with sincere and deep thanks to my coaches for helping me again through this time. So, what I would like you all to do now is, if you're driving, please do not do this. Turn this off, and you can listen to it another time. or if you're operating a tractor or a chainsaw, put them away. Never do a meditation, even if it's just a little quick one, when you're doing something dangerous, okay? And it's kind of a joke, you know, with the chainsaw, but seriously, you know, if you're cutting potatoes, put the knife down, okay? So I would like you to, whether you're sitting or lying down, or you can be standing as well, but of course, I'd like you to be comfortable. So if you sit with both feet flat on the floor, with your hands on top of your lap, uncrossed, it's really important when you do any kind of relaxation or meditation that you your body is in an open posture position. So it's important not to have your fingers locked or your legs crossed or your arms crossed or folded or things like that. Because it will first signals the subconscious mind that, oh, I am open, and it also allows you to be open to receiving. So with both feet on the floor, I'd like you to just take a moment, close your eyes, and imagine a color. Just let it float down from the sky around you. Let whatever color come to you, your thoughts right away, just let it float down and embrace you in a flowing, soft, light color. Whatever that color for you may be, it may be blue or green or pink or yellow or white or gold, purple or violet. Just allow the color to wash over you. Allow any stress that you've accumulated during your day to flow with the color as this color surrounds you. It goes and entangles every cell of your body. Just flowing in and out and around through your skull. Imagine it as you breathe in, just breathing in the color that fills your lungs. And as you breathe out, any toxins that you've accumulated in your body or toxic thinking, allow that to be breathed out in the out-breath with a big exhale out. And as you allow the color again to continue to swirl through your entire body, cleaning up all the cells, gathering up any toxins that have accumulated. If you are suffering from any diseases in your body, just give it permission to be attracted to the color and stick to the color. Sort of like, imagine that if you have disease in your body, that this color, this light, whatever the color may be for you, it's sort of sticky. And any physical problems you have can stick right to the color and just whisk it right away out of your body. And as the color again swirls down your torso and your legs, down through your knees, your thighs, your calf, your ankles, your feet, we're going to allow the color to just sort of melt into Mother Earth. And the Earth will take all the toxins or negative thoughts or disease that the color has picked up out of your body and give it to Mother Earth, and Mother Earth will be able to transmute those toxins or diseases or negative thinking and recycle it into positive energy. Because the Earth is self-healing. It's really self-healing. So I'd like you to take another nice deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And with a big exhale out, one more big push. get all of that toxins, anything that's left out, into Mother Earth and allow her to recycle it for another day. Now, that was about 5 or 6 minutes. And it can be that quick of a time. You can do a meditation to relax in 30 seconds or less just by taking 3 nice deep cleansing breaths. I highly encourage you to make a point to do that every day. First off, we tend not to breathe deeply enough. And what happens when you just breathe in the top part of your lungs, as most of us do, toxins accumulate in the bottom part of your lungs. So you really want to learn how to do nice deep belly breathing, where your abdomen expands first and then your lungs fill with air, because that gets the oxygen circulating from the bottom of your lungs and pushes all those toxins out. It's really, really, really important. And just by taking 3 cleansing breaths like that, you can totally change your focus and your mind shift from where, say, you're in a very angry or upset position. Now all of a sudden you just stop for a moment and you take those 3 breaths and ask yourself, am I in a place of fear or am I coming from a place of love? The choice is yours. The choice belongs to each and every one of us every single day, every moment of the day. And of course, none of us are perfect. And there are times when, yes, you're going to lose your temper. You're going to be upset. It's human nature. I encourage you, though, to remember when you're in that space to stop. Just stop for 3 quick breaths and ask yourself, is this coming from fear or is this coming from love? You can shift an entire relationship that quickly when you're able to come from a place of love and just stop for that quick second. So I really, again, encourage you to do that. Remember, this is a time of diplomacy. So remember to be diplomatic and use nonviolent communication. Now, I'm going to play for you a song from Muriel, who I found recently. I love you guys. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and I will see you guys next week.
Sometimes there's a feeling inside that doesn't come from you. It's given by someone who sees more than you do. And when you surrender to it just the way it is, and express yourself to the one in your heart, love speaking through you. Love speaking through you, love speaking through you, love speaking through you, love speaking through you. You find yourself crying, for the words you speak are true. There's wasting time trying, get the others to believe me.
you, nothing speaks to you.